A reflection from Father Luis Sassano, Matthew 8, 5 through 17. Happiness and faith. 1. I will come. Jesus shows closeness and readiness. He invites us to act this way, like him, with compassion towards the suffering and the needy. We are invited to help those in need. A good question to begin considering this point is whether you act promptly to help someone in need. We shouldn't evade helping others. Jesus asks us to help solve the problems of those who need us. Like he did, we must help in silence without seeking validation from others. 2. Only say the word. The humility of this centurion is enormous, and he puts Jesus in his rightful position. He knows Jesus has the power, while he has no power before God. He does not negotiate with God, but rather surrenders to God's will. You and I need to learn from this today, not to negotiate nor give orders, telling God how to do things or make deals like, God, if you do this, I promise you I will do that. We shouldn't be doing that in our relationship with him. 3. Faith. Life is hard and difficult, but faith is the essence of our life and makes everything better, easier, and more bearable. Faith allows us to open our eyes and gives us the opportunity that many times we do not see. Today, let's ask Jesus for the gift of faith in order to be able to help solve the needs of our brothers and sisters when they come to us. Ask God for faith to accept to do what is possible and to believe that God does the impossible. Also, ask for faith to search for true happiness, which Jesus came to give us. Let us ask for the gift of faith today. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Always remember that something good is on the way.